So, all right. So we're going transition. Still sticking to the topic of traditional narratives, and I feel like we're really about to. We're really about to ruffle some feathers. So the marriage life versus the single life, being this the narrative of, you know, oh, being married, you know, is this and this and that versus being single. One of the first things I say is I think that part of it is obviously is based off of society, right? And how we're brought up. Think about it. As men, from the time we were boys to now, we were not, like, marriage wasn't pushed on us from the standpoint of, like, think about it. Think about young girls. Think about women from the ages when, from the time that they're young, being a mother, being a wife, you know, all of that's put on them, like, it's like early. They got baby dolls that they're playing with, right? Mm-hmm. You know, they got the cartoons, the Disney cartoons, the princesses. The princesses always are waiting for Prince Charming to come and save them, to give them a better mm-hmm. life, or right? You know, when you get to the part of, you know, being married, it's when you get to the actual wedding. The mm-hmm. wedding ain't a... Hey, fellas, the wedding is not about us.
Right. Now, full disclosure for those that's listening, all of us here, we are either married or damn near knocking on the door to it. So we know what the fuck we're talking about.
Right, yeah, absolutely.
And have been single.
Right. Yeah. Right.
We've had good lives.
We've had some.
Right, we've been single. So we've got good perspective on both sides.
We walk both sides.
Right,
We managed to do well on both sides. I'll leave it at that.
Right, so like we definitely are credible when it comes to
Go ahead.
That was pretty much the thing I wanted to start out with, because it's like from a society, like we're not as men, like that's not, you know, our fathers are not you gotta grow up and, you know, get you a good wife. How many times of that, you know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta grow up and you gotta marry.
Is that a color thing, a class thing? Because there are households that
I
agree.
I think also too, there's also the whether or not you grew up in a religious household and things
like that.
That
part too.
Yeah, because I think depending on...
still to this point, I still don't think that men get that push. Even if I still don't think told.
Men definitely don't have the pressure, I think is the word I would use. The pressure.
The fantasy, nothing.
The pressure. Right. Yeah, we don't have none of that. But I think that for some households, it's an expectation of you to be married at some point, to have kids at some point.
But for men or women, I think that was his only point.
For the most part, it's for women.
Because
even
in a married household, the father does not press the son to say, hey, you should get married.
It is
what it is. You want to do this, son? Do this. Because probably in a father mind, like, shit, I've been single, nigga. I'm grown. I'm with your mama now, but I don't before your mama.
It just depends on whether or not you grew up in a religious household.
That part too.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Because that definitely plays a part. You know what I'm saying? As far as the expectation of this is what men do. You know, we get to a certain point, we get married, we have a family.
Right.
Like, all that is kind of like, if your life is planned out, marriage and kids is somewhere put into that equation. Right. You know what I'm saying?
I have zero knowledge on that.
Just different perspectives. Yeah, you know what I mean? I just think the one thing that I'm married myself, been married for a while. Me and my wife been together going on 8 years. One of the things that I always tell people, you know, when they reach out to me about, you know, relationship advice or things like that, marriage is hard work.
What?
Very hard work. I think people look at your social media, look at your gram, and they think that marriage is all going out on dates, vacations, and
fucking. They see the highlights.
That's all you see on social media.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, all it is just going out to eat, going on vacations, and fucking. Like, no. Marriage
can
is
I ask a question?
Very tough.
Because I've not legally married as far as ring goes, but I've been living with my girl now for 4 years.
Yeah.
And this is a straight up honest question.
Right. Yeah.
What changes?
What's the difference?
Actually, just being, because I mean, we live together and not like live together like I see you tomorrow type shit. No, there is no going on.
No, real quick.
Every day. What changes with the ring?
Your day to day routine is not going to change.
Right.
You're still going to brush your teeth the same way. You're still going to sleep in the bed together the same way. That doesn't change. However, in my opinion, the expectations, the accountability that you hold each other to, that definitely changes.
Absolutely.
That's again, and that's not a day-to-day routine. Your day-to-day is not going to change at all. You're not going to be floating in the air because you're married. You know what I'm saying? Right. That's not going to change. However, the expectation and the fact that it's not easy when you're in a relationship, let me not put it like that, but in a relationship, if it ends, the separation is very easy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If you're living together, someone just has to move the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? Whereas with marriage, there's actually a cost associated with it. It's not just, okay, somebody just moves out and that's that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So when you have that, for lack of a better word, just it's an obstacle to get out of it, theoretically, it will make you work harder to stay in it.
What changes a marriage? Because what I heard was a partnership. You can have the same partnership. I mean, pause, you know what I mean?
We can have the same
partnership because we have to have the same trust.
Right.
There's very few partnerships that last forever. In business and anything. Because people outgrow what they're thinking. Walmart Association, people that, you know, when they start out, they outgrow what they were thinking.
Right.
What is the difference in that mentality of a partnership versus the same thing with the marriage title?
Marriage is a partnership.
It is a partnership.
No, what you're saying is valid. Go ahead, Charm.
I mean, it is. Marriage is a partnership. I think also with marriage, it's the growth. Mm-hmm. You know, like you have to be willing to grow with your spouse and allow them to grow at the same time. Y'all growing at two different speeds.
Because to your point, everybody's going to evolve. You know what I'm saying? Yep. If you're getting married at 25, your view on the world is definitely going to change by the time you hit 40. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? You become more seasoned. The challenge with marriage is that you have to evolve. And the person you're with has to be with the evolution that you have.
Right.
On the flip side, they're going to evolve.
Right.
Their views may change. Certain things will happen. So change is constant. And we all know that some people can handle change better than others. With marriage, you both have to navigate. It's inevitable. There's going to be something. Yes. If you're married long enough, there's going to be something.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you both have to work together and have to have that commitment day in and day out, week in and week out, month in, month, through the good and the bad times.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
For me, it would appear, and here's my vision based on what I've seen on marriages. I'm not opposed to marriage. I do want to be married. I am going to be married.
Right.
The thing about it is, do you marry before you go through the stage of everybody being on a page for a certain, because as we talked about prior to this, when you get to 40, you're in a certain groove. There's not a much of a thing. So if you married at 20, then I can agree or I can see how somebody's expectation at 30, because now I want you to buy a house. I don't want a house no more. Now, if you already both have houses, you already both become entrepreneurs, obviously stuff still can change. Still can change. Because we talk about it in my household regularly, because in my household, my girl wanted to be corporate forever. Like, it was that was her goal.
Right.
As I start I'm pushing the same thing in my house that I push on Facebook, harder in my house, because I'm I live with y'all. The rest of these cats, I got to watch y'all. You know what I mean? Like, I can't not let y'all stray.
Right.
I don't care about what Facebook see.
Right.
This I really care about. So I'm pushing it, and now she's an entrepreneur. I'm thinking now, okay, now we're on the page. Maybe about a year ago, we almost had a relapse because she was like, well, what if I still want to go corporate? I'm thinking in my mind, now how in the hell could you go from wanting to be doing everything you're doing right now for yourself, got your own time with your kids, the hours and work and all that, all that applied to you. You didn't get to see us, your kids, nothing like that. You have totally different things now. Why would you ever go backwards? We fought for it, debated about it for a while. And it came to a mutual, I don't know if the burning desire of the corporate or career has left, but I think the desire of working for others have left. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm saying all that to say, when we started, you start going in those kind of directions together, I understand what you were saying, because when you're 25 and neither one of us owns a home or neither one of us owns a car, then somebody's saying at 30, nigga, what are you doing? Like, or vice versa. Girl, what are you still dancing? You still out? You know, whatever the mindset is, you're looking at it like that. But I hope or feel when you're at a certain age, you're both looking at life at a view tad bit differently. And if you had not seen that early on, maybe you looked man or woman looked into the wrong glass at the wrong glass at first. Maybe you weren't looking for the soul initially. You're looking at the cover, and now the soul's revealing, and you're like, shit, I don't like the soul.
Well, you know, one of the things, real quick, I'll say, before you get to that point of whether or not you decide if you guys want to be married or not, I mean, I always tell people, take the time.
What's the dating process? Anybody give it a year?
No.
For men.
That's
women
thing.
Want it quicker than
no, no,
men.
It is, yeah. And that's the thing. I think people have to get this out. 6 months, I got to be dinner. Don't put a time limit on that, you know. At the same time, you know, respectfully, you don't want to keep somebody. You know what I'm saying? If her goal is, I would like to be married, you know that up front.
Right.
Work towards that goal.
Don't hold a hostage.
Yeah, don't hold a hostage. Yeah, yeah. And be upfront with each other. Just say, you know what, I agree with you. But what I will tell people is, don't put a time limit on it.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, now granted, don't let it run forever. But at the same time, don't say, by 30, I got to be, you know, you're making it harder on yourself.
Right.
Yeah. By doing that. No, that's just based off of what you're saying, piggybacking off of what you're saying. You know, I have, like, my memory is, like, it was we might have been talking about this topic. This was years ago, and it was a phrase that you said to me that always stuck. It was, you can't rush forever. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So based off of what you're saying now, it's just kind of like, yo, you know, let's not be in a rush to you know, to be married, because you're talking about
and
forever.
And that was my point. If
typically, ideally,
you know? Yeah, forever. Yeah.
And if you're together already, the thing that changes is the ring. From what I've been seeing, so that was the only reason I asked it, because if everything's been functioning 1,000% the way the household wants it to be functioning, that is a bond in a marriage. It is not legally binding.
Right.
That's what we're missing. We're not legally binding something. We've been bonded and married forever. I mean, Virginia technically is a commonwealth.
Yeah. Some states after a certain time. Yeah. Well, one thing I will say now, my view on marriage. Now I'm a married man, but I have a view on it where I don't think everybody should get married. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I definitely don't think marriage is for everybody. I know it's not for everybody. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
The term, the legal term, or actually
the
bonding
the
with
life,
somebody
for a long the time. Life.
The legal
term. Yeah. Now, back to what you were saying. Now, one thing I will say for those, and I've heard, you know, I don't need the government telling me. Okay, I get it. Whatever the case may be, if you're not going to legally get married, one thing I will tell people is, if you know that this is your significant other, this is your life partner, I think is the term a lot of people use it now, just legally make sure you have things in place.
Absolutely.
Where if you leave this earth,
Absolutely.
If you leave this earth, your significant other will have the control that you want them to have.
Right.
You don't want to die
and, you can't
and then your mama got to make that decision.
Right. She's older than you, 30 years old.
Yeah. You know
that
what I'm saying? Yeah.
Sense.
So that's the one thing I will
Especially
tell people,
families.
You know, if you feel that, you know, we're not going to get married, cool, I'm all with that. Just make sure that you have the things legally in place. That
kind of sounds like the difference between working and entrepreneur as far as that the legality of marriage term and being married to somebody that you've been with 20, 50 years.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The term is more of the entrepreneurship. You just, you know, we've been here together. We've been pushing this together, raising kids, building houses, doing the thing. The waking up every day, that legal, because if something goes wrong, now we got to figure out who's getting this. That's some old mucky shit that could really, really hurts, scares probably people more as a married point, because now you don't want to lose what you might have felt you built more into than the other person.
Right.
Who knows what... What if you turn around, you know, your significant other, you might think, oh, I was the breadwinner all the time. Next thing you know, your significant other got 7 acres of land. You're like, oh, shit, I thought this $40,000 was something. You got seven.
Right.
Now who's got the bigger, you know, who's got the bigger nuts on the table at this point?
Right.
So I feel like because you put the pressure of the, again, I'm definitely for marriage. I'm saying the legality part of it was what I think scared more people, because if you were living the same exact thing, wasn't doing nothing wrong prior to that, and you just put a ring on it, hey, why should you be scared? I mean, the scared to lose something would be you would already going into something with a half-ass emotion knowing that I could lose it because of what I do. You might not lose it because of what the other person do because of the legality. You're not going to want to lose money because of them.
Right.
You're scared about what you may do that you can lose all your stuff.
Right.
That right there is a self.
Well, you know, but the thing is, life is about risk. Marriage is a risk, you know, to your point, you know, you get in it and things don't work out. You can lose half. Was Eddie Murphy? Half. Half
everything.
Your shit could be gone.
Right.
But again, scared money don't make money. You can look at it glass half full, or you look at, you know what I'm saying? Glass half empty. When you get into that commitment, I hope that you're looking at, okay, I'm going to build with this person. Mm-hmm. We're going to create. We're going to have legacy. We're going to, you know what I'm saying? So when you go into it, I would hope that you're going into it glass half full, thinking that, okay.
I agree.
And now, you know, at the same time, you could put things in place to protect you, because the reality is, listen, we know what the divorce rate is. Yeah, yeah. It might not work. It's, it's a flip of a coin.
Right.
So in some instances, you may have to put things in place to protect yourself.
And the divorce rate is crazy because of the legality, because it's really, a lot of times people just needed a quick break.
Yeah.
You know, I needed some time. A lot of times these people rekindle their flame.
I think a lot of people just getting married that don't need to be fucking married.
Okay, so let's go into that, because the divorce rate is high. And they say, you know, it's pretty much based off of finances and sex is the reason, the main two reasons people get divorced,
right?
So it's like, one of the first things I would say is, just from a standpoint of being married and being single, like, I think a lot of times people get married, or they have the idea of wanting to be married, because they want somebody else to make them whole.
Right,
right.
Let's stop there.
There you go.
Doesn't happen there.
There you go.
So you have to know who you are and have to be able to make yourself happy, because if you're not able to be in a position to make yourself happy, that's unfair. Mm-hmm. If I'm not in a position to know what makes me happy, it's not fair for me to be with somebody else and then expect them to make me
happy.
Yes. How the fuck can you make me happy if I don't even know what makes me happy?
There you go. There you go.
So that's one of the first things. I think people look at it and they just think, oh, you complete me, you make me whole. Well, shit. What if that person, you know, because none of us are perfect.
Right.
So whenever that person does something that you deem not perfect, now your happiness is gone. Now you're not, you see what I'm saying?
And so once you're completed, how do you grow? If you're completed at 35, I found my hole. Right. What happens at 50?
Right.
How are you not that same complete? You had to have grown. So that completeness is, to your point, is tough.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, and so, and you know, just the talk about us evolving. Like, I'm 41 years old. I'll be married and it'll be about 10 years now, right? I'm not the same person that I was when I got married at 30, 31 years old. Mm-hmm. I'm just not. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I like to look back, and I was on my shit from the standpoint of, you know, we doing this, we doing that, or whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. But my evolution as a man, as a thinker, as a person is a lot different. You see what I'm saying? So it's things that I would have done differently. You see what I'm saying? Right. It's things that I would have done differently at 30. I don't know, honestly, just with where my mind is now, if I would have got married at that time, at that age.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Not, you know, to the person I got married to, but as far as at that time where I was at in my life.
Living experiences.
Right. You see what I'm saying? Like, because all of that plays a part. Once you married, you're in it. So now, you see what I'm saying? You're in it. Pop said this, you know what I'm saying? Like, marriage is the hardest job you'll ever have.
Ever.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? And that shit is real life.
It's a 24/7 job.
Facts. Ain't no days off. Because then you got to think about this. Like, you're married. You're talking about you got kids.
Mm-hmm. So you're still a father.
You got your careers. Career, you got your business. Mm-hmm.
Friends.
Right?
Life.
You see what I'm saying? All of that, right? But at the end of the day, you're still married to this person, and you still have to nurture that relationship part of it, because you could be married, living in the same house, and not even nurture the relationship because you don't have time to do that shit. Yeah, like, you have to make time to do that shit.
Absolutely.
You have to make time to be like, yo, baby, we going out on a date tonight. We going to do this. We going to do that.
Yeah.
Because if not,
you're just mundane. It's just you're doing stuff with
kids. It's fucking mundane.
You're doing this, you're doing that. Yeah. Real talk. I mean, that's why vacations is necessary. Yeah. Sex life is necessary.
That's when shit starts happening.
You become robots. And I'm going to touch on that because I was married. You know, I'm divorced. I had a full-time job.
Right.
I had 3 young children at the time.
Yep.
So it was hard for me. I was 26 when I got married.
Right, right.
So I didn't know how to manage my time of being a husband, being a father.
Right.
Okay, now we need our time alone.
Right,
you know,
and you still young, but we want to build the boy.
Career. I was just getting into my career at the time. Going through all of that was part of the reason of my divorce. You know, because I wasn't able. Well, we weren't able to manage the time to say, okay, I'm gonna water into you just like you water into me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want you to grow just like you want me to grow.
Right.
Not saying it was her fault or mine, but it's just that's the reality because there was no nurturing the relationship. Like, yeah, we were married, but we were robots.
Yeah. Right.
Every day, get up, boom, take the kids to school. I go to work, come home. Boom. It's the same thing.
Right. That's it.
We didn't have the time to Yeah. Okay, babe, let's set a date. Let's go on date night. Or,
to go back to business is why you got to have freedom.
Yeah, you got
to
have your freedom.
It's very hard to do so when you are systematically institutionalized and have to spend 12 hours a day for somebody else. You have no chance.
And that's literally what I was doing.
So you have to get some age. You got
to
get some
experience. So to what I was saying about the last segment, creating. You have to create opportunities with your spouse. You have to create date nights. You got to create us time. You got to create, we need to go somewhere. You got to create, let's sit down and talk about this. You know what I'm saying? It's communication.
That part.
I was about to say, when you said
there.
Let's
hover right there. That communication.
The communication is also the biggest thing, too, that I notice with marriage. Because if we're not communicating.
Oh, man.
Here's a big.
We done.
Big two words. Tough convos. In my household,
you gotta have them.
When you get those tough combos, it makes them bitter. You know, it's tight. Absolutely. You don't want to say the right answer. You don't want. But when it's out, it's no taking it back. It can finally be out.
Right.
Without tough combos, people lose. People are scared to say that tough combo that's going to hurt somebody's feelings. I am not afraid to hurt your feeling because I can fix it by saying this is what I mean by that. I'm not saying it's intentionally to hurt your feeling. Right. I'm saying this is on my damn heart. And if I don't say it, I'm going to say it to somebody else. I'm going to keep saying it to myself, and eventually I'm going
to
explode.
I call them uncomfortable.
I was about to say this. You might have heard me say that. A cliche I always have is you have to be comfortable with having uncomfortable conversations. Don't nobody steal that. I'm about to trademark. Don't steal that.
You got to do that before air.
Yeah, but I mean, but yeah, you know, the fella said it, man. You just have to. Communication is critical.
Oh, man.
You have to be able to talk with your significant other on every single level of your life.
Every single level.
You have to have those conversations. And some of those conversations, as men, we have our ego. You have to leave that at the door, too, as well. Yeah, I think to have a healthy marriage, a healthy relationship, a happy marriage, just healthy relationship. Exactly. You have to kind of check yourself. You have to, you know what I'm saying, not have your pride take over logic. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Don't let emotions take over logic.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So
Because that communication, man, like, you know, and... Like I say, with everything else that's going on a daily basis, the same way we have to make and create time to have a date night, you have to make time. I'd be like, hey, yo, babe, can we talk? Like, hey, tomorrow night, can we sit down and talk? You have to do that because you're talking about finances, sex stuff, kids, all that type of stuff. You have to be able to communicate about it. You see, because if not, I'm thinking one way,
and you
think another way. And I might be assuming that you know exactly what I'm thinking.
Right.
And that's the wrong thing to do.
You know what they say about that?
Yeah, exactly. As men,
we all been in that shower cursing our significant other out, and they don't have no freaking idea. Every goddamn day, I swear to goddamn, how does this make sense to you? Know what I mean? But until you have that same conversation, now sometimes you do have to prep yourself first it does not come out in an offensive way. You know what I mean? You have to tell it to yourself 100 times and hear it 100 times, like, okay, that is a little fucked up saying it like that.
Learning each other's communication styles and how it works, because you and I can talk to each other. We can be blunt with each other, but when you're talking to your significant other, you may have to be, not saying you got
to
sugarcoat.
You can't coddle it, but you have to learn how to say it to yourself.
The delivery has to be what would work for them.
You know what I'm saying? Well, hold on. For my household, it's a very big compliment because directness is hard. And so if women tend to be softer sometimes, tend to be softer. So when you're coming at something hard, because I got to get to the point. I can't get here to get you to the point.
Right.
I got to get to the damn point. Because if not, you're going to try to break me down right here when I get to first street. Then you're going to try to break me down when I'm third.
Right.
I'm going straight here because everything else doesn't matter about that. I'm talking about this right here. And that's direct is tough.
And I had to learn that over the years. There were things that, you know, because when you're married, you're going to have issues. Like,
you're going to.
Book it, right? So what happened is earlier in the marriage, there were situations that would happen, right? And then I might be feeling funky about it, but I'm just kind of letting the shit fester, right?
Right,
so then that happens, right? So then what's going on is I realized what I would do is I would not be as direct. Like, so I'm because I'm trying to sugarcoat it. I'm trying to say it in a way to where it's not hurting her feelings and this and that. Making sure she's going to receive it or so. Because I don't care what you tell somebody. It's about how they receive it.
If they don't receive it,
I can say
nice as well. You just took it as wrong. That's not my fault.
So, you know, over time,
I would find out, and then the conversations would be longer earlier on because I'm sitting there in my mind. I know what I want to say. I know how I feel.
You're trying to say the right
and way. I'm trying to now, but over time, now we know. You know, right. It's just like, yo.
Didn't I tell your dumb ass to put a coat on? Get the fuck in the car, man.
Damn, it's cold out this motherfucker. And in fairness, they're probably thinking the same thing about
absolutely,
us because
absolutely.
If it's like, if you come at me, okay,
right.
Cut off.
Right.
I'm automatically
slow down.
Right, shut up. I ain't listening to no more. Bye.
Pump the brakes. You know what I mean? So you're constantly learning each other, right. Adjusting, mm-hmm. making, and then when you put kids into the picture, when you put assets, you got
all that.
Homes here and there, or you're inheriting stuff, you know. So it's marriage, and you know we're gonna be winding it down soon. But I guess for you guys, for people who are, you know, we're trying to see if we're gonna go that route with my significant other, or even just relationship, like just. The things you would tell everybody out there, just kind of the do's, the don'ts, just kind of look.
Well, I'll touch on that. I would just say, you know, the do's, you know, like we said, give it time.
Yeah.
You know, really study your partner.
Yeah.
You know, give yourself time to really pay attention to everything that they do, the good and the bad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that's the only way you're going to really get to know that person.
Right.
By paying attention.
Right.
Let them talk. People tell you about themselves, you just got to listen.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you just got to let them talk. You have to, if you want to be married, you really have to focus in on, okay, I want to be married. I have to focus in on the things she likes, what she doesn't like. You know, favorite everything, you know, but go ahead.
Learning how to accept people for who they are, right?
Yeah,
learning how to accept people for who they are, not expecting them to change. Not expecting them to change. We just say during the course, people evolve and people do change.
Right.
But it's the difference is I can't go into this. Like, don't go into it thinking, okay, I don't like this about this person.
I'm going to change it.
I'm going to get them to change that. You're setting yourself up for fucking failure.
Yeah, right.
I'm just, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
If they change.
Men and women.
Yeah, men and women.
If you
you know what I'm saying? If they want to change, they'll, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But you don't go into it thinking, I'm going to get this person to change because you're setting yourself up for failure.
You run your head into a wall.
And I'll put just two things out there. Mm-hmm. One, my advice to a younger person is to treat it, because I'm speaking from entrepreneur's mindset. That's all I can really speak from. Mm-hmm. Treat it the same way you would treat a business. You would have to see this person 10 years from now.
Yes, sir. Right.
That visualization has got to be in your head.
Yes, sir.
My woman, my head was based on, what happens 10 years from now? Would she be in a position to be where I want to be? Right. Would she be doing things that I want to do? Even if she worked, that's fine.
Right.
That means I know she's a homeowner. She's done this. She's raising a kid. These are the things that I looked for as far as 10 years, as far as marriage with somebody, what I would suggest to people. And then my other thing would be you every day of the week.
Absolutely.
So that it cannot say, this is not how you were.
Right.
Now, if you can say that's not how somebody else changed, but if you are who you are, and that doesn't mean you don't evolve, but be who you are unapologetically so that can't nobody say you wasn't like that beginning. You didn't do this early.
Right.
You didn't do that. Everything I do, the loud mouth, the asshole, all my antics, the sweetness, I come with a whole lot. Everything I've done is the same exact way. It might get better if I get a little bit more money, more amplified, you know, when things happen, but it's not something somebody can say 10 years ago, oh, he ain't used to do that. Now, besides my eating habits, which is for the better, growth. Now you can grow with somebody and teach them and those kind of things, but you want to be you all the time so
I
that
agree.
You cannot take that back.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we already see where this is headed, you know what I'm saying? Let's make history the podcast, you know what I'm saying?
We get in
these conversations, and we hope y'all enjoy these conversations the same way we enjoy having these conversations, right? So we're going to wrap right there on episode 2, Traditional Narratives. Like I say, brought to you by the Inner Elite Network. Y'all got to understand what's going on in the whole movement with that. So we're going to keep this thing moving and pushing. Everybody.
Let's make history.
Let's make history.
One love, everybody. Peace.
Peace.